We're giving away two audio DVDs of the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. That's almost 8 hours of teaching. Here's how you can win. Find the Issues Etc. podcast at the iTunes store. Click Ratings and Reviews and write a review. Then send the text of your review to contest@issuesetc.org. The two listeners with the best reviews will receive the audio DVD of the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We'll announce the winners on Labor Day.
This is a scapegoating siege against the minority, religious minority of Christians, the Coptic Christians.
On the basis of this report and the decision of this assembly, I hereby declare the Reverend Elizabeth Eaton declared duly elected to a 6-year term as the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
Wake up, Martin Luther.
On-demand listeners of Issues Etc. love hearing sound theology while walking the dog.
Well, given the list of ingredients here in this story, a liberal university, an African bishop, and homosexuality and the activists, you would not expect the media to usually get this right. But in some cases, they do. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. George Conger joins us here for the first few minutes of this hour to talk about media coverage of Dartmouth College's reversal of an appointment for an African bishop to be part of their one of their deans, Dean of Spiritual Life. You would have called it a chaplain in earlier days, and the reversal is because of his views on homosexuality, and oddly enough, the Boston Globe gets the story right, which doesn't usually happen. After that, Pastor Tom Baker is going to join us. He's Director of Development for the Concordia Mission Society and host of Law and Gospel. A radio program will be in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, and God sending the Holy Spirit. George Conger is a regular guest. He formerly served as a British correspondent for the Jerusalem Post and the overseas correspondent for the Church of England newspaper, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. George, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hello, Todd.
The story here is a bit complicated. I want to get to that in a minute, but you say that the Boston Globe really covered this well. What was good about their coverage?
Well, the Boston Globe did an outstanding job in covering the case of Jane Tenga Tenga and Dartmouth College because it was balanced. It allowed both sides to have their say, and it provided enough context for the reader to come away, basically understand what was going on, and to be able to make a judgment of the rights and the wrongs in this case. It did a good job. It was fair, balanced, and honest. It didn't need to slant it one way or the other.
Now, the story is pretty complicated. Give it to us as simply as you can.
Dartmouth College has been looking for a new dean for their spiritual and ethical life. What they used to call a chaplain, now they have them deans of ethical life. And the individual they chose was a man from Malawi named James Tenga Tenga. Now, Dr. Tenga Tenga is a fairly prominent figure in the worldwide Anglican Communion. He is the chairman of a group called the Anglican Consultative Council. And that's sort of a pan-Anglican organization, one of the things they call an instrument of unity that sort of brings all the churches together for annual or semi-annual meetings to discuss issues of common concern. And James Tenga Tenga was appointed by Dartmouth, and he was hired, and then all hell broke loose.
And why?
Well, some gay activists at Dartmouth decided to do an internet check on James Tenga Tenga. And they found that Bishop Tenga Tenga was a liberal Anglican from Africa, meaning he believed in the Bible, he believed in Jesus Christ, but he was not in step with his colleagues in Africa. He was more sympathetic to the American line, but at the same time, he believed that homosexuality was sinful. We shouldn't persecute homosexuals, we shouldn't burn them at the stake, but we should allow them to have full civil rights. Now, from an African perspective, that's fairly liberal. But for the people at Dartmouth College, because Bishop Tenga Tenga had some slight reservations, he was not completely on board, he was a homophobe. He was somebody that would sully the good name of Dartmouth College because he did not march in lockstep with the American left and the academy.
Give us a little insight into the African context for this, because the politics in Malawi do play a role in understanding both Bishop Tengatenga's position and the really the failure for his critics to understand what his position over there was.
Well, we have to understand that politically, homosexuality in the United States is a very different thing than it is in Africa. In the United States, you had, you know, Bill Clinton, what, 15 years ago, passed the Defense of Marriage Act with overwhelming support in Congress, and now he's a great cheerleader for gay marriage, and gay activists love Bill Clinton because he's on side. So homosexuality, the politics of the United States is pretty well known to an American audience, but it's completely different in Africa. In Africa, there are very strong cultural and religious taboos against homosexuality. They take their Bible seriously. And homosexuality is used by certain African leaders. Whenever they get in trouble, they start scapegoating homosexuals as being a foreign, nefarious influence. Most particularly has been Robert Mugabe, the strongman in Zimbabwe. Every so often, he will rant and rave about homosexuals in the church and in society being secretly aligned with Western interests who are seeking to destroy Africa. Now, the former president of Malawi, when he started to get in trouble a year or two ago, he decided he would take a leaf out of Robert Mugabe's book and began to vilify homosexuals as being the cause of Malawi's economic problems. Now, Bishop Tengatenga stood up and said, no, the cause of our economic problems is your incompetence, government mismanagement. And he basically said, we cannot demonize people. I may not agree with what they do, but I believe they have a right to live their lives according to their own rights. I believe it's wrong. There you are. They still need to be given full right to citizenship. Homosexuals in Africa play the roles that, say, Jews did for Nazi Germany, or the Chinese do for Indonesians, or kulaks in Stalin's Russia. They're a convenient scapegoat to whip up the mob to divert attention to the problems facing society. And when Bishop Tengatenga doesn't say automatically that, well, Malawi must have gay marriage and Malawi's church must do things the way they do in New Hampshire, he is being consistent with his faith and with his culture, and an American audience just can't understand that because they want the world to be an image of the United States.
Does the story itself, as you said, well presented by the Boston Globe, does it highlight the fact that for some homosexual activist groups, really the only issue of qualification for, say, a university dean of spiritual affairs is going to be their views on homosexuality?
You're absolutely right. And that the left, the hard left, refuses to allow any compromise on its position. If you're not 100% with them from the very beginning, you're the enemy and must be destroyed. We're seeing, in some respects, we're seeing what happens in all revolutions, the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution, where at a certain point, they turn on their own. And unless you are part of the purest of the pure, the unsullied, non-deviationist line, you eventually will be purged. We saw this in France, we saw this in Russia, we saw this in China, and we're seeing this with the gay movement in the United States a little bit quicker than I thought would happen. But the left is devouring its own. You had an African bishop who basically switched sides, said, I'm in favor of gay marriage, I'd like this job. That still was not good enough for the gay activists at Dartmouth College.
Does that angle there come out in the Boston Globe story, or is it simply a fair inference from complete straight reporting?
Well, the Boston Globe does not accuse Bishop Tengatenga of being a hypocrite. Some of his critics do it at Dartmouth College. A professor of African American studies was the most vociferous critic on this point. And as an aside, Dartmouth College has a very fine reputation, but you have to wonder about a college where they have one person in charge of African-American and African studies. They're a little bit different, but that's just maybe they just don't have the money that, you know, it's like saying we're you're in charge of chemistry and physics, you know, and not quite. But I'm digressing. But Dartmouth just basically assumed that anybody who wasn't on board from the very beginning must be a hypocrite or evil. And they've decided that James Tengatenga is a hypocrite. They don't believe him.
So finally, with about 30 seconds, why would you recommend this Globe story as a good example of how to carefully cover a religion angle in the media?
By providing context and both sides of an argument. So often, a reporter will present one side only, and the other side of an issue will only be either heard in reaction or heard in an echo. Here, both Bishop Tengatenga supporters and the Dartmouth gay community can see their point of view being fairly expressed. You're hearing both sides fairly shared. And then that way, when you have the context of what's going on added in with background, you have a story that allows an intelligent reader to decide what they want to believe. Is Dartmouth being hypocritical and being intolerant in the name of tolerance? Is Bishop Tengatenga basically selling his soul to get a cushy American job? Or is he a poor black man from Africa being victimized by liberal whites? All of these arguments are out there, but the Boston Globe allows you to pick and choose and weigh each of these issues and come to your own conclusion. That's good reporting.
George Conger formerly served as a British correspondent for the Jerusalem Post and overseas correspondent for the Church of England newspaper. He's a contributor to GetReligion.org. George, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you so much, Todd.
When we come back, Pastor Tom Baker will join us. We're going to be in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, God sending the Holy Spirit, teaching a Sunday school lesson on this Monday afternoon, August the 19th. Stay tuned.
Hey, St. Louis, how would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The righteousness of God, baptized into Christ, present suffering and future glory, all themes from the book of Romans. And you can delve deeply into Paul's letter to the Romans with the Issues Etc. book of the month for August, the Concordia Commentary on Romans 1 through 8. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Concordia Commentary on Romans 1 through 8 by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the logo for the Issues Etc. Journal and Weekly Bulletin insert at issuesetc.org and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org, look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo, and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.